You have to love that the Bible doesn't attempt to hide anything, don't you? Here is the premier character of the Bible that we've been studying thus far, and we are pushed to the pane of the glass of his history to see what we might not want to see, that David was deeply flawed, sinful, and selfish. This passage of scripture that we've been studying is a perfect illustration of what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, he says, "Let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall." Do you think that this could never happen to you? Do you think that you would never jeopardize your marriage or commit adultery? Do you think that you would never scheme to cover up your sin, much less let it get to the point of multiple murders? Well, trust me, I've seen enough datelines to know better. And I believe God's word whenever he says through the prophet Jeremiah that the heart of man is desperately sick and wicked. Who can know it? So what is it that we are to take heed of from this story? And how are we to deal with it? Well, there are many features in this story of David and Bathsheba that could give us pause. But for the next couple of days, I want us to be warned about the attraction of authority, how authority can rise up and be attractive to our own selves, and the subtle threat that it presents to us. As you pray today, please remember Angel de Jesus, our national changemaker in Puerto Rico. And also remember the Asenya Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.